Yeah, I was never henny sipping penny pitches, saving up the bus fare for easy pickets. Came around some sleazy pricks and curtain twitching, chilling on the corner, giving sermons to whoever listened. Always I'll be smart as lumpy guys beside me nipples, close to Timmy chest, all the time in the world. Another center could invest, couple that up with the stress.
Hello, hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people on the Point Grey campus of UBC. If you're tuned in right now, you are listening to Training Time. This is an hour where we teach new volunteers about what it means to run the on-air studio at CITR. If you're interested in volunteering with CITR, you can attend a tour any weekday at noon, and the path is pretty simple from there, and you can enter into the world of all the opportunities that we have here. In the background right now, you're hearing Roma Chipper Lewinstown by Says Carlos Danger, which is a pseudonym for Rory Sweeney, a producer out of Dublin. I'm Kira, I'm the programming manager here at CITR, and I'm currently in the studio with two new volunteers. I'll have you folks introduce yourselves. Yaya, how about you go first?
Hi, I'm Yaya. I'm an English Lit student here at UBC.
And I'm Zach. I'm an environmental science student here.
Thank you both for coming. It's always so nice to have people in the studio and to get to do live radio like this. I guess my first question for both of you is what drew you to CITR? Why did you decide to come today?
I've been following CITR for a really long time. So but I always just felt a bit too chicken to like come over to the studio and like actually do some work here. So now I'm just like, gotta do it either now or never.
I'm so glad that you were able to get there. I feel like this is can be an intimidating like medium of self-expression.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome that you're here. Thank you so much. How about you?
I'm really interested in like sound tech.
Okay,
and I
cool.
thought that this would be a cool environment to learn about that kind of stuff. And also, I like to surround myself with people that are more creative than me, because I feel like in turn that just makes me more creative.
Absolutely. I feel like that's also something I like to do, is to inspire myself with the creativity of other people. So we had, I guess, a question of the day for our discussion, which was streaming or physical media? Specifically, like, when you're listening to music, do you prefer to engage with streaming services, or do you want to do something like CDs, cassettes, records? This can be you can give a yes and answer as well.
Yeah, I feel like physical media is kind of the more sustainable option, but like I have defaulted to streaming just because I don't own anything to play my physical media on. I've yet to get a turntable, and like even just a CD player, like I haven't gone around to that yet. I should probably get one. They're not too hard to find.
Yeah, there's just something to be said about the convenience of streaming. It is, on the other hand, really nice to actually like own media.
Mm-hmm.
And it not to be at the whim of some company who can just remove your access to it at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
More so for movies and television, I feel, than music. Is that an issue? But it's still, I'd prefer to actually own what I'm consuming.
Yeah, I can relate to both of you on that. Like, I also turn to streaming way more quickly because of the convenience of it, but it feels so good to actually own
Yeah, not to say that I do, like, listen to a lot of physical media. I also, like, I use Spotify, but
I feel like it's I also have that dream of just being I want to be the guy that listens to records, personally.
Oh my god, yeah.
Buy a Walkman.
Yeah.
I've been following a lot of, like, these guys on YouTube. They're, like, these guys in, like, in their 50s and 60s, and they have, like, these giant vinyl collections, and you just talk about vinyl all day. I was like, I wish.
If only I had the money and space to be
whenever,
that guy.
Whenever I'm at a thrift store, I'm always, like, digging through the records and the DVDs. I don't have a DVD player.
That's, like, the main place where I get records and CDs and DVDs.
Yeah, I found a Laserdisc the other day.
Ooh. I mean, one of my favorite things to do when I'm, I guess, killing time here at work is to go through the cassettes behind me, because I find, like, the physical interaction of cassettes really interesting. And also, one of my favorite things about physical media at the station, it's less common with cassettes, but with, like, our record library, for example, is often you'll be able to find notes from previous radio hosts reviewing the albums, like actually written on the sleeve. Mm-hmm. So you'll see people from like the 90s writing about why they really hated that Bikini Kill album. and you might not agree with them, but it's really cool to see that like legacy living on in the mm-hmm. physical media. And with the cassettes behind me here, I love the like DIY nature of some of them, because a lot of our music is like submitted by local artists. There mm-hmm. will be limited run cassettes that maybe the 12 of them exist. One of them got sent to CITR, and there's fun little notes from the band in it because it is so personal. Like, that's mm-hmm. why physical media excites me, but also I listen to Spotify like every day. So
yeah, the record library was another big draw for me to CITR. I can see myself spending like hours in there.
Oh yeah, same. Like, people I love do. Like the tactile thing of like having like a physical like thing that represents the music. It's really nice.
It's fantastic. And yeah, people do spend hours in there. Sometimes people nap in there, which is
wow.
If you can and it works, then why not? Yeah. I guess I guess I'll call it there, but thank you both so much for coming in and being willing to hop on the radio with me. Again, if you're out there listening and you want to do this, you can. You don't have to be a student to be a part of CITR. We're really here for everyone. Come attend a tour any weekday at noon. We'd be really happy to show you around. With that, I'm going to play us out with another Irish musician because I'm very biased towards Irish music. So this is a track by Ahmed With Love called Whatchamacallit. This is off of his debut album called Comma Full Stop. And that came out this week, actually. So enjoy.
Check his hard drive.
Round of applause. I ain't even set it off, I ain't even spark. I think that I said enough, I don't need to talk. A lot of people stepping up, I don't even walk. Really though, I ain't even start. I was skipping to the finish, it wasn't even hard. Brought my baby to the finish, I wasn't even hard. Told my girlie we could share it if she need a heart. Yeah, and she ate it up. Working pharma cause the music just don't make enough. In the nighttime music what we making up. Fall asleep, then I'm grooving when I'm waking up. In the kitchen got you drooling when I'm baking up. I got sweeties, I'll be whipping up a bake sale. I remember stealing pennies trying to save enough. Now I'm rising up, moving up the pay scale. Wow.
It's a beautiful world that we live in, where a man can go and buy exported magnums straight from the motherland.
Check his hard drive.
Hop in a brand new zippity doodah. Pull up in a whatchamacallit. They didn't know where the fuck the exhaust is. Was lost, forgot where I parked it. Hugging the doink, forgot that I sparked it. Zombie hazing me, walk like a carcass. Grab my pockets, forgot about my car keys. She went booming, I thought she was barking. Sure at the spot, so I marked it. Know that you do this a lot, way I've seen this before. You've been sucking this often. They don't know I'm the toughest in college. They don't know I'm a pharmacist too. I'm selling things that a pharmacist do. Went to college for pharmacy too, so I can make songs and be cool. Not the drain, never worked in a clinic. Not a minute. Check my arms, I be needing my spinach. Give me numbers, I need my percentage. On the ball like the keeper defending. Slipping and bending. In a punto, it's needing a minute. In a punto, it's needing a minute. What I write, it don't need an amendment. Stepping on legs, you got feet on your pendant. You got caught and you feeling for air. Drop a diss, you think that I'm scared. Not a worry, not even a care. Didn't show, they don't even appear. Check the guest list, he wasn't dead, yeah.